The United Methodist Church recently went through a major convention of their entire denomination to discuss the issue of LGBTQ within the Methodist Church, the ordination of gay clergy, and how to treat and deal with this issue, this cultural issue that is sweeping across the United States and the world, impacting everything from churches to businesses, our entire lifestyle. The United Methodist Church was facing a major split. They've already had problems with individual congregations leaving and going to other branches of Methodism over the recent years over this issue. But what they did is essentially dodge the bullet by approving a particular plan that upholds their denominational stance on this issue of violating their teaching about same-sex clergy and the marriage of gays and that issue within their faith and their denomination. And so they continue on. I'm sure that they will continue to discuss this, debate it, and see probably further erosion and splits within their denomination, because this is an issue that is not going away, and it is rolling issue by issue, situation by each situation within churches, within businesses, and certainly within individuals and families in the United States today, as our secular culture abandons the biblical teaching on the matter of sexual morality, same-sex marriage, the gay issues, where there is very, very clear teaching as to what God says about marriage between a man and a woman, and the morality of everyone within that type of marriage, as well as morality outside of marriage and the entire issue. There are very clear, direct teaching, which obviously people are rejecting. Even people of faith are redefining to fit the trend that's taking place in our secular culture. God's word stands. God's word, God's teaching on these issues is very, very clear, and we've been very plain about that on Beyond Today in our magazine and on our television program. But it is an issue that is not going away. It is going to come inexorably to any one of us in today's culture. And you and I need to be very clear and sure what the Bible says, and our view resides in what God says, and are we willing to stand by that and to believe that, regardless of the cost, because that is exactly what is at issue here, whether we will obey secular culture or whether we will hold to the standard and the teaching of the Word of God, not only in these issues, but when it comes to everything in life. That's what's at stake. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.